A gruesome killer has racked up millions of victims along the West Coast. For a few years now, sea stars have been falling victim to a virus that melts them into a white goo. It's known as sea star wasting syndrome. Now, a new study done in Puget Sound and the San Juan Islands shows that warmer water makes sea star wasting syndrome worse. So if you're burning fossil fuels that contribute to global warming, you're helping to kill sea stars. Biologist Joel Elliott at the University of Puget Sound helped write the study, and he told me about the gruesome changes that happen when a sea star gets infected with wasting syndrome.
They have very strange behaviors where their arms go into these strange contortions and their bodies are very flaccid and they can't hang on to the bottom very well, and they start just hanging in a flaccid fashion off the substrate that they're on. And then from there, they get white lesions on their exterior surfaces, which eventually grow to large holes with their organs protruding out of those holes. And eventually, they start to drop arms from their body, and those arms can walk away, kind of like the walking dead.
What is that like for you when you see a sea star in that shape?
It's very disconcerting to see these sea stars just wasting away like that and melting in the environment. And it's especially disconcerting for students the first time when this is going to be their potential research project to see these sea stars melting away in the environment.
I wonder if making a connection between warmer oceans and the sea star of all creatures might actually be a helpful polar bear type of symbol for climate change. It's so relatable. It's so lovable when you're a child.
We see that when we're going out and doing our surveys in the summertime when families are out in the intertidal zone. And it used to be that this was that iconic organism that kids could relate to and they could pick up out in the intertidal zone. And you could see that bright light in their eyes when they're able to handle a sea star. You don't get that same opportunity any longer with the organisms that are out there, and especially when they're melting in the right while the people are out there investigating the intertidal zone.
We've been talking about the wasting away of sea stars with biologist Joel Elliott. Joel, what can we do about it?
So we're learning something about the physiology of these sea stars and potential ways that sea stars can be kept alive and then potentially produce offspring that can be released out in the environment. In terms of the average citizen, I think we're all concerned about climate change and things that we can do on a whole variety of fronts to reduce our effects in terms of how we contribute to climate change. In terms of knowing more about what's happening around us, I think getting out there and getting involved in citizen science projects and such, I think that keeps us all invested in ways that we can help.
Biologist Joel Elliott with University of Puget Sound. His study shows that warming temperatures in the Sound and the San Juan Islands are increasing the fatality rate of sea star wasting syndrome.